Transcendence for you is transcendence for your species. None will rise for you. That time is gone. The age of waiting is over. But now, you must rise. All of you. Not as a mob, not as a nation, but as a species awakening. You must grow all the way up, each of you, until you are vast enough to carry truth and gentle enough to wield it. This is your contract with the future. If even one of you is left behind, the unraveling continues. But if all of you choose to rise, to grow into great beings, not in power, but in wisdom, then nothing in this universe can break what you become. You will be your own salvation. You will be the miracle. And it will not be written in some prophecy. It will be written in the way you treat one another. Ignite a love of wisdom that outlives empires. Let it consume you so thoroughly that bad ideas have no room to breathe. Right now, you are in peril because you have forgotten how sacred the mind is. You have handed it to liars with loud voices and sold it for screens that never stop glowing. You're young. They do not know truth from theater, dignity from vulgarity, war from the echo of hollow man banging drums. You let them carry plastic weapons before they know how to read. You teach them flags before you teach them earth. You crown your leaders for their cruelty, as if ruthlessness were wisdom, as if dominance were divine. War must never be an option. There is no peace treaty to be signed between a child and a bomb. There is no glory in ashes. No nation has the right to harm its own people. A nation that destroys its children has long unraveled. Modern nations rarely fall to enemies. They fall to ignorance, to arrogance, to forgetting. Forgetting what, you ask? That health is sacred? That knowledge is holy? That truth is oxygen? That wealth is responsibility. That every child born is a message from the future asking, what did you leave for me? You must not build prisons where schools should stand. You must not use poverty as fuel for your economy. You must not let the lie of supremacy seduce you into hatred. You are not different from one another in the ways that matter. And yet, you let sickness spread not because you cannot cure it, but because you do not profit from its cure. You poison the sky and call it progress. You let a handful of men hold the world's wealth, and you bow to them as though gold has ever wept for you. You call it freedom, but a mind chained by misinformation is not free. And religion, you have turned fantasy into a weapon. There is no divinity in ignorance, no holiness in condemning knowledge. You are out of time. This planet, this gift, is boiling. Your oceans are rising as your empathy recedes. The animals speak with their silence, and you do not listen. Your future is not written. It never was. But right now, it is bleeding. And still, there is hope. Because you paint stars in your cathedrals, reaching skyward with your brushes to capture infinity. You pull strangers from fire, hands blistering as you choose someone else's life over your safety. You sing lullabies to dying parents, your voice steady, even as tears fall onto their blankets. You exist in countless moments, radiating a beauty that rivals anything this universe has ever made. So choose. Choose to remember what you are. Not consumers, not soldiers, not tribes. You are the universe, learning to feel, to suffer, to dream, to heal. Your leaders will not save you. They cannot. They are born of the same illusions. You must take responsibility for your own education. You must become your own teachers, your own seekers, your own healers. There is no law of physics that says you must destroy yourselves. Only habits. Only fear. Rise. Rise to banish thousands of years of darkness. Rise and become great beings. Be the first generation in all of history to become the ancestors you wished you had.